Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show dedicated to helping you become the guitar player you've always dreamed of being. Now I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and this is the third installment in our special British music series, a month-long deep dive into how the UK has shaped modern music one decade at a time. So if you missed out on the previous episodes, go back to episode 241, which is the first in series. We looked at the 1960s and the British invasion through bands like the Beatles, Rolling Stones and The Who. Then episode 242, we looked at the 1970s and the rock legends and the birth of British metal like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. Now, in this week's episode, episode 243, we're heading into the wild, rebellious and synth-driven 1980s, an era that saw the raw energy of British punk evolve into the colourful sounds of new wave. We'll look at some of the biggest bands, the influence of guitar in these styles, key songs you should check out, and what you can learn from these genres as a guitar player. Now, each one of these episodes has an accompanying playlist. You can check out over at Spotify. So if you go to the show notes, bgapodcast.com/243, that's just the numbers 243. You'll see the show notes there, and there'll be a link to this week's Spotify playlist. 25 songs, which encapsulates the 1980s, the punk, the new wave, all the kind of good stuff to really get a taste for that decade. So now we know what's coming up in this episode, let's dive straight in, and we're going to start with the rise of British punk. So the British punk scene really exploded in the late 70s, but fully cemented itself in the early 80s. Punk was a sound of rebellion, anti-establishment, it was loud, it was fast, it was intentionally raw. One of the most iconic bands was The Clash, with songs like London Calling and Should I Stay or Should I Go, both brilliant examples of punk's aggressive but catchy guitar style. Then there were bands like The Sex Pistols, who shocked Britain with their confrontational lyrics and chaotic gigs. Steve Jones, their guitarist, is a great example of a punk player. Power chords and major bar chords, simple riffs, but played with attitude and precision. Another key player was The Damned, one of the first UK punk bands to release a single and album. New Rose is often cited as the first punk single in the UK. So let's now listen to New Rose and get a taste of The Damned and the beginning of punk rock.
Sing!
So some key punk rock guitar takeaways. First thing is to embrace simplicity. It's not about flashy solos. It's about energy. Master your power chords, your palm muting, and your bar chords, your sixth and fifth string major bar chords. They're going to be the key ingredients you need to master this style, and focus on your rhythm and aggression in your strumming hand. As the 80s progressed, punk didn't disappear, but it did evolve. The raw DIY spirit merged with experimentation, giving birth to post-punk and new wave. With bands like Joy Division and Susie and the Banshees, they took punk's energy but added atmosphere, darker tones, and more melodic guitar work. So let's take a listen to Joy Division. This is them live at Something Else show in September 1979 with their song, She Lost Control. Post-punk, then came New Wave, where things got brighter, more synth-driven, and more radio-friendly with bands like The Police, The Cure, Duran Duran, and Echo and the Bunnymen. So let's take The Police, Andy Summers, brilliant guitar player. His style is quite sparse, but creative. He used chord inversions, reggae-inspired rhythms, and plenty of effects. Now, Every Breath You Take is a great example of his stretchy chords. Same as Mesh in a Bottle. If you really want to get your fingers stretching, they're two great little riffs to look at. Go and check them out in Beginner Guitar Company, guys. They're both in the riff section. Then we have The Cure, led by Robert Smith. They brought jangly, chorus-drenched guitars that created lush soundscapes. Listen to Just Like Heaven for a perfect example. And this is a live recording of Just Like Heaven from MTV's Most Wanted on the 15th of December, 1995. So new wave key guitar takeaways, experiment with effects. Effects such as chorus, delay, reverb. They're going to give those lush soundscapes that you hear in this style of music. Use arpeggios with a clean tone and melodic lines. And think texture, how a guitar can sit in the mix alongside synths. So let's now move our attention to essential songs and some cool guitar riffs. So if you want to dive deeper into British punk and new wave, here's a few must-learn riffs and songs for you. So straight away, London's Calling. Awesome. Well, it's just a great song, actually, but it's got an awesome riff as well. Shall I Stay or Shall I Go? Fantastic open chord riff. Pretty Vacant by Sex Pistols. Every Breath You Take by The Police. Just Like Heaven by The Cure. Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Town Called Malice by The Jam. All great songs to check out. Most of those riffs are built around simple chord progressions, but with fantastic rhythms and, like I said earlier, attitude. It's not the notes you're playing, it's how you're playing those notes. And it's a great way of experimenting with feeling and how you're actually putting yourself into your playing, not just playing the chords, but actually putting a bit of emotion behind it. These songs would be great to try and emulate that and to start building your ability to be able to do that. Now, in the Academy this week, I'm going to release three riffs, Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, Every Breath You Take by The Police, and Just Like Heaven by The Cure. I'm going to build up Just Like Heaven, show you the three different guitar parts and basically layer them up so we can have some real fun with that one. So check them out, guys. They should be released kind of midweek, and you can start putting some of your new knowledge about new wave and punk into practice. So kind of wrapping things up, what can we learn as a guitarist? So the three big lessons from the 80s British punk and new wave scene. So number one, keep it simple but tight. You don't need complicated solos, but you are going to need solid timing and feel. This is where we want to be practicing that metronome, making sure we are tight to that beat and our rhythm chops are solid. Number two, experiment with effects. If this is something you haven't really started to do yet, effects are a great thing to start playing around with, especially chorus, delay, flanger. This is how you're going to capture the 80s vibe. You can pick up really inexpensive multi-effects pedals, and a great pedal to check out would be like the Zoom G1X, around about £100, be about $130. And it's a great starter pedal before you start looking at maybe more expensive things like Line 6, things like Head Rush, things like Boss. That'd be a really good one to start with. Zoom is always a good make, budget make, but they always make really solid effects. And number three, blend rhythm and melody. So many new wave guitar parts combine rhythm chords with melodic hooks. So if you want to add something different to your playing, learn a couple of punk songs to boost your power chord skills, and then jangly new wave tracks to work on your clean tone and use of effects. So before we wrap up, here is a listener challenge for the week. So pick one of the songs, like a punk song or new wave song, whichever one obviously catch your ear, the one that kind of inspires you. Record yourself playing it and share it in the community this week, guys, over on Beginner Guitar Academy. I'd love to hear your take on it. Even if you just learn one of the riffs that I've put in the Academy, that'd be a great thing to do. But again, give yourself that bit more challenge. Record yourself and put it in the Academy. Again, it's only Academy members are going to see it. And as you know, if you're an Academy member, everyone is really supportive. But it's going to help you start recording yourself and getting over that hurdle. And don't forget to check out the special Spotify playlist I've put together for this episode, packed with 25 essential tracks from British punk and new wave to inspire you. And if you just get that far this week of checking out that playlist, maybe just picking out a few songs, there might be some you've not heard before, and then just maybe settling one just to have a go at that riff. So right, that is it for this week's episode. So I hope you enjoyed this dive into the edgy, experimental world of the 1980s British punk and new wave. If you're loving these episodes and want to go deeper, come and check out my online guitar school, beginnerguitaracademy.com. There you're going to get structured lessons built around a structured syllabus, the G4 guitar method. You're going to get a supportive community of like-minded players, and you're going to get support from me whenever you need it. Basically unlimited one-to-one lessons. So whenever you need me, I'm there to help you out. Also have live Q&As. There's loads of different resources, songs, riffs, quick tips, quick licks. There's loads of good stuff there, guys. And the best news is you can come check it out just for $1 and you'll get a 2-week trial, and you can come and check out all the riffs, the songs. You can check out the 5-level system and come give it a spin and see if it's right for you. So thanks for listening, guys. Keep strumming, keep experimenting, and I'll see you next week for the final episode in this series on British guitar music.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.